WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to keep you grounded and thriving in this crazy world we call life. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're on autopilot, reacting instead of really living? Well, my friends, that's a clear sign it's time to crank up the self-awareness, because understanding yourself is the ultimate superpower for personal growth. It's like having a backstage pass to your own mind, a front row seat to your thoughts, feelings, and motivations. Now, I know what you might be thinking, self-awareness. Sounds like something only those super zen folks with perfectly aligned chakras do. Nope, this isn't about achieving some mythical state of enlightenment. It's about simple awareness, paying attention to the way your mind works, how your emotions ripple through you, and recognizing those little patterns that drive your decisions. Think of it as a daily check-in with yourself, just like you'd check the weather before heading out. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways for cultivating self-awareness that can seriously level up your life. First, pay attention to your inner dialogue. Ever notice how your mind chatters away constantly? Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative, but it's always there. Try becoming more aware of those thoughts. What triggers them? What kind of stories are you telling yourself? Are they serving you or holding you back? It's like becoming a detective for your own mind, uncovering the hidden narratives that shape your reality. Second, connect with your emotions. Don't just brush them off or try to suppress them. Take a moment to really feel them. What are they telling you? Are you feeling anxious about something? Excited about an opportunity? Understanding your emotional landscape is key because it gives you valuable insight into what motivates you and what might be holding you back. Third, be mindful of your actions. It's not enough to just be aware of your thoughts and feelings. We also need to pay attention to how we act on them. Are your actions aligned with your values? Do they serve your goals? Being mindful of your actions helps you build self-discipline and create a life that truly reflects who you are. Fourth, seek feedback from others. We all have blind spots, those areas where we lack self-awareness. That's why it's so important to seek feedback from people we trust. Ask them for honest opinions about your strengths and weaknesses, and be open to hearing what they have to say. Remember, even constructive criticism can be a gift that helps us grow. And finally, practice, practice, practice. Like any skill, self-awareness takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results overnight. Just keep checking in with yourself, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and actions, and slowly but surely, you'll start to see a difference. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, facing a big presentation, and your heart starts racing. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the voice in your head whispers, "What if I mess up? What if everyone judges me?" Now, instead of letting those thoughts take over, you pause for a moment, acknowledge the anxiety, and ask yourself, what triggered this feeling? Perhaps it's fear of public speaking or a past experience where things didn't go as planned. By recognizing the source of your anxiety, you can start to manage it better, maybe by practicing beforehand, visualizing success, or focusing on the message you want to deliver. Self-awareness isn't about being perfect, it's about being present and making conscious choices. It's about understanding yourself so that you can live a more authentic, fulfilling life. So, take a moment today, really listen to your inner voice, feel those emotions, and observe your actions. You might be surprised by what you discover. Remember, my friends, personal growth is a journey, not a destination. Keep learning, keep evolving, and never stop striving to be the best version of yourself. And if this resonates with you, share it with someone who needs a little nudge in the direction of self-discovery. Let's spread the Stoic love. See you in tomorrow's episode where we'll explore another powerful tool for navigating life's challenges.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.